And it was pretty upsetting for me, as you can imagine, especially because there was one guy who took a, I was waiting to pee, and he comes out and he's bigger than me. I'm 6'3". He was like 6'6". No. And just took a big guy poop. Just a big guy.
There's a lot of pooping going on at the parties you guys.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No wonder you don't like to party.
So
he's like, oh, you mean partying where a bunch of people just stink up a fucking toilet? No, I don't like it.
The shit event?
Rather go home.
Party God.
Hi guys, I'm Elle Parker.
And I'm Devin Young.
And this is Party God. Woo! Devin's sick.
The sick episode. Thanks. Just really getting that out there.
So today.
The way she laughs at me, she says, haha.
So today we have a twofer for you. We have two guests. They are the hosts of the Ben and Emil Show, where they discuss business, politics, and finance with humor. Their names are Ben Kahn and Emil DeRosa. I should have said their names first. Anyway, two super sweet guys, very funny, really similar dynamic to us, I think.
Yeah, kind of our rivals.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have a fight. They don't know this.
Oh yeah, we should have told them.
We're gonna tell them later. We're gonna fight them. Anyway, here is our episode with Ben and Emil.
Woo! Really, we couldn't drink our water for a couple years when I lived with my mom when I was a kid. So I would drink so much water at school because I'd be so thirsty at night. And that's when my milk addiction started. I'm really into milk and drinking. I would drink a lot of milk.
You're like European children drinking ale.
Because I couldn't drink water when we go home because there was dead.
You got a rat in the well.
And she refused to fix it because my mom only drinks Dr. Pepper, so it didn't bother her.
Jesus Christ.
No. This is
what weird. A house. Yeah. What a household.
Dark, full house. The new
Dr.
Season.
Pepper mom, milk kids, dead rat well.
Dr. Pepper mom, milk kids.
Yeah. Whoa. Sick lyric. Well, oh anyway. God.
Hey guys.
Yeah, thanks Hello. For coming on.
Oh, are we on?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Now we've got all the rat talk out of the way.
Yeah. You guys just missed it. We're talking rats.
Welcome back to Rat Talk.
Rat talk.
Everyone's always trying to create a new podcast.
Yeah,
every time we
invite guests on, they pitch a new pod.
New idea.
You do?
Yeah.
We had Milk God recently.
Milk God.
You guys
want
to start Rat Pod?
Rat Pod. Yeah. I think it's
rat pod.
What was milk? Rat what was the milk one going to be about?
Devin's obsessed with milk, so they were stuck. Yeah.
I just want to riff about.
We're not talking
with
about
people
milk
who
again.
Understand me.
Can what's I? Your what's your brand?
What's my brand?
Uh huh.
Oh, it doesn't matter so much the brand to me. It matters that it's organic and whole. No, like I don't want to. I don't need that skim or like 2%.
Yeah.
Like I want my whole milk.
No, we. I'm yeah, sorry. Totally I'm going to cut this now. We are not getting into milk again.
No, it's okay. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
I actually don't know many adults that drink milk, but.
You don't know any adults. No, that's sick. Like a real dig.
It's sickening.
It is a dig.
No, it's not a dig.
No, well, to me it is.
You think it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not.
Men who drink milk, it's weird.
Really?
It's like kind of like mommy vibe.
An adult man drinking milk.
What do you have with your spaghetti?
Ew.
Wolves of Glendale would hate to hear that, ew.
What do I have with my spaghetti?
Spaghetti and milk.
Or your pizza.
You got no. We're not talking about milk again.
I drink water.
Yeah, I drink water or Diet Coke.
I'm gonna
or beer.
No, okay. So welcome to Party God, you guys.
Hi, thank you.
So we begin our episodes by giving our guests a Party God score.
Okay.
So we've discussed, and Emil, I'm so sorry we have not partied with you as much. But Ben, you are going to be wrapped
score.
Into his score.
Oh,
Ben,
shit.
We're going to give you a smooth 4.
Out of 10.
Yeah, we're going low. We do apologize, Emil, because this is all Ben's fault.
No, because you wanted to leave my birthday party as soon as you got there.
I mean, I can speak to this. I've partied with Ben quite a bit, and it's, a 4 is generous. Like, I don't want to.
We thought that too, but we never get lower than 4.
Okay,
we
okay.
Yeah, 4 is.
I feel perfectly comfortable. I mean, I would say 2. I mean,
he's squirming. Oh, he's got things
out of
4.
He likes to leave early. He also likes to arrive early. So you'll tell everyone.
That's true.
You'll tell everyone.
He was like one of the first ones there.
Always. And you'll tell everyone like, okay, come at 8. And you know, I've got till 9 till anyone gets here. And then in 7:55, Ben is hitting the doorbell. And you're like, dude, what? And then you're setting up and entertaining Ben. And you're like, what?
No, you don't need to entertain me.
Like,
and then you ask,
the
him, you ask him why myself. He showed up so early. And he'll say, So I can leave early. And you go, oh, okay. Thank you for...
Well, sometimes. I've closed down a few parties before. Maybe your guys' parties weren't good enough for me.
Oh,
well.
I'm kidding. They were great.
It's stressful having been at a party because it feels like when I see you arrive, it's like there's a timer. I'm like, okay, we've got him for 20 minutes. What does he need? Yeah. Can I get him water? Like a little kid.
When I saw you at oh God, whose birthday was that?
Lily's?
Yeah, yeah, Lily's. I was the first one there.
Really?
Yes, I was the first one there. I was even late because she it started at like 8 and I got there at like 8:15. And she was very stressed.
That's not late.
No, because they're like, still getting ready for the first hour.
Yeah. Well, she was like, are people even going to come? Because an hour into it, nobody had showed up. Okay. And then it was just packed. Was just and by then, I was like, all right, I'm going to fucking go home.
Your energy when Ella and I came up to you at that party was like you had been at war. Like you were like
absolutely
white knuckling it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there were a lot of strangers there and a lot of men who... you know, look good and dress well. And I just kind of like, what am I fucking doing? With
I mean, that was the first thing you said to me at my party. I think it was like, hi, how are you? Yeah, I'm going to go soon. I'm like, okay.
Well, yours was different. Yours is different because I was just having a bad day on top of a bad week. You got to consider, you got to factor that in there. factor that in. You never know. And I did do some liquid cocaine that night. Yeah, they said, you want to try some water cocaine? And I was like, they got water?
Yeah.
And I sniffed it, and I was like, I got to go. Now.
I got to go to bed.
I left within about 30 minutes.
And then Dylan stayed.
Yeah, Dylan stayed and shut it down with you. Yeah,
their friend Dylan, who we had not met previous to this.
No.
He was a plus one, met him, now a friend.
Who not only decided to stay after Ben left, but ingratiated himself into the party such that he later served the birthday cake, the second presentation, he like comes out and does the happy birthday song. This man.
A coveted thing for like boyfriend, best friend.
That's, yeah, absolutely.
That's why it was so fucking funny when I saw it on the thing. So I got a 4. All right.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right.
As a couple, you have a 4. Yeah.
That's okay. He just like, you like to be comfortable. You want to get home and watch a half hour of a movie.
Mm-hmm. Not very party.
Yeah. No. I like to.
It's funny. We've traveled so much together. We went to Japan with another friend and it was like, you know, we'd be out all day sightseeing and then we'd go back to the hotel and shower and get ready to go see the nightlife. And he'd be so curious. He'd be, well, how long are you guys going to go to the bar for? And we're like, we're going to go enjoy ourselves. And then when we finish, we'll go home. Yeah. It's like, but like, how long, how many beers are you going to drink? It was like, what? I don't know.
What is this diagnosis? Like, what would you call it?
Maybe I have a tumor. I don't know. No. I get
anti-party tumor.
I get sleepy.
I think he doesn't. Tired. I think you don't want to be too far from home. You don't want to overcommit.
Sort
of. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of
the unknown? No, I'm not. Truly not afraid of anything. I get sleepy. I get tired. And alcohol exacerbates that. But then sometimes I've pushed through. And I know now to get an espresso martini.
See?
Okay, everybody make fun of the guy. I've had bartenders make fun of me for getting an espresso
They're
martini.
They're delicious.
They're like, what are you, gay? And I'm like, so what?
I'm not sleep after. I don't know how you guys are doing.
You sleep after an espresso martini?
No, I'm saying eventually I want to go home like 4 or 5 hours later and I want to be able to sleep. I wouldn't be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have that problem. I can sleep. No problem.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it just takes me out. I just get sleepy.
Yeah.
And then I start yawning.
So a big part of partying is, I think, just being down and game.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Mm. And so there's no how long are we going to stay. It's like, well, who knows what's going to happen.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ben missed some, honest to goodness,
great good
partying
nights
in Japan.
Yeah.
There was like...
Ben.
Yeah, what was the party scene there?
Can we go back? Can we try it again?
We can go back.
They have espresso martinis in Japan?
I mean, we went to... I'm blanking on the name. It's the place with all the tiny little bars where you can go to different ones.
Piss Alley?
Maybe it is Piss Alley, but there was a couple
Piss
of
Alley.
Them. And it ended up just being me and Phil because... you know, Ben was going to, I don't know what he was doing at the hotel, watching those weird videos on his computer.
Okay, elaborate.
Sound asleep.
Weird videos.
And we met people. We ended up meeting this one guy who was like, I'm in town for work and that, you know, I have a corporate card and he was just putting the drinks on him. And then he rented us a karaoke room and wow, all these Ben. People we met.
Yeah. Mumbled. And then the next day I was like, how late did you stay out?
That's all
you guys
about.
Were like, I don't know, 3 in the morning. And I thought, nah.
He's like, what was your tab? Like
See, well, especially when I travel, I like to have the day. I like to wake up.
We had the day too.
Yeah, but you guys were all tired and...
That's not even true.
You guys kept talking about how much you regretted it.
He missed this cool museum because he slept in. And
no, I didn't. Wait, what museum?
It was...
it wasn't the island.
No, I forget what the museum was, but it had this rooftop thing and we showed you the rooftop view and you got so mad. That's right.
You should not be this tired.
I know.
Yeah, like I said, it might be a tumor. I don't know. Yeah. No, that's not true because I've gotten checked for. I did a whole body scan actually.
For one of tumors? Those.
For everything. Tumors? Yeah, I got one of those like body scan things.
Why?
Because I was curious if there's anything going on. And nothing's fun. Going on, so I have no excuse.
I like to be at home early, and I'm worried about my body.
Nothing's wrong.
Okay, sir, let's scan your body and see if you've got any.
Is that a hypochondriac?
He finds out he loves that, not parties.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. No. Okay. Hmm. I am pretty healthy otherwise, so I don't know what's going on.
Would you go to like an MRI party?
Would I go to an MRI party?
Yeah, like instead of a Botox party, like a medical party where you just get like scanned and you get your blood work done.
No metal allowed. Well, because it'll get sucked into the MRI
machine. You gotta take all your jewelry out.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, it'll rip your nose ring right
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
The nose ring.
Yeah, I'd go to an MRI party. Everybody look at my body. Tell me what you think is fucked up about it.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what I think's fucked up about it, and we can compare notes.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
It's my stomach. It's my back. I think is fucked up. my ass a little bit.
But
enough about my body.
Enough about my body. I'm here to party.
Yeah, I'm here to party.
Ben, could we teach you how to party? Is this something that you would like or you don't want to learn?
I know how to do it. I know how to do it. You show up
an hour late.
You show up and maybe 2 hours late.
There you go.
You bring a 12-pack of beer a bottle of wine or a bottle of liquor.
Okay.
And you just start drinking and schmoozing, and maybe you get cheeky and have a cigarette.
That's great.
I mean, recently, truly, I was going out and having some really good times without any of you.
Oh.
And I saw that I went out. No, really, I went and saw the Dodgers almost every game in the postseason.
Okay.
I was going to different bars.
And that was a party.
They were parties pretty much.
The Dodgers game.
Who did you go with?
Emil, friends that you guys don't know. These are true stories because I was out smoking cigarettes, which is really naughty and not something I normally would do. But I was drinking a lot and smoking, and I would be surprised because I go, whoa, it's 11?
That is a good
on
point.
On a Tuesday?
Because I will say there's a difference between going to a party and partying.
Yep.
I feel like partying is a
state of mind.
Yes, it's like some kind of flow state you're in. You're like, wow, I fucking partied last night.
Yeah,
But you can go to a party and you're like, the vibe was weird. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a guy I didn't really like. But there's a real difference. But that's when
I'm usually the guy that you don't.
I think that's why you get that low rating because you're not losing yourself in the, you're going, how long are we staying?
Yeah.
How many beers are we going
to
drink?
You don't want that guy at a party. You want the guy at the party who's like, what's next?
Right.
Or creating something.
I'm that way in New York.
You need to say yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm that way in New York. And I will say,
but apparently
you guys,
not Tokyo.
You guys will. Yeah. Yeah. There's that. That's fair. To be fair, I had just gone through a breakup, like as kind of it was happening. And I was severely just like, man, what the fuck am I doing? But
perfect time to throw caution to the wind.
That's true.
Exactly.
You're out with your boy.
Hey, I went on a date with that Japanese girl who wasn't interested in me at all.
Who we also told you, do not do that. Come out with us. We're gonna have a weird time.
And I was like, no, I think we're going to make out. And then when I tried to kiss her in the elevator, she went, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was cool, though. It was cool for me.
Yeah.
But you'll be proud of me, all of you, because about a month ago, 2 months ago, I went out for a big, fat, stinky Italian dinner.
Oh, proud.
At Little Dom's.
Why are we proud?
Just wait. Because normally.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Normally, we finished the meal at like 9 p.m. It was on a Friday. I'd be like, I got to go home and veg out because I'm fucking full. And my friends were like,
more.
Come on, let's go to the drawing room.
Great. Which is a bar. Great party spot, karaoke spot in LA.
Totally.
Love the darts. Even though they're plastic darts, which is bullshit. But. They dragged me out and I pushed through and we stayed out until 2 a.m.
I am proud of you.
And we met women, human women.
Okay.
Talked to them.
Man.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's sick.
I thought one was interested in me. Turns out she wasn't. But
hey.
It's cool because now I got a new friend.
And now you're harassing her. Aren't you harassing her online now?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. No.
And how's the friendship going?
It's good. Yeah. No, so I am joking somewhat. yeah, I made some new friends and it's nice.
I do want to give him credit too. We do spend a good deal of time in New York and he is better in New York.
Yeah.
There, I don't know.
Love there.
I mean, New York is just, it's very easy to party.
It's more people.
But you are better.
I hate Ubers. I get fucking ill in the back of Ubers.
I've never seen that anger before.
Yeah, I'm looking at
you.
I don't like Ubers.
I love Ubers.
I hate them.
You get physically
a 10-minute Uber ride, I become sick.
Really?
It's so, I'm not kidding.
I feel like
so
zen.
I drive everywhere in Los Angeles.
I don't get sick, but I don't love getting into an Uber.
I'm trapped. I'm like, I'm either going to drive, or if I go out with an Uber, guaranteed I'm going to be going at least 20 minutes, 30 minutes in an Uber. And then if I get drunk, God help me on the way home. It's always something.
You're such a princess.
He is a princess. That's honestly what it all comes down to.
Or...
I can't get in a car. Like,
yeah.
Don't drive me around.
What else? What else? No, but I'm fun.
Yeah, what fun people say.
So this episode's called Fuck Me. Fuck Ben.
It's just called You're Not the Greatest at Party. You're not.
That's fine.
Am I the first four? Am I the lowest rating you've had
so far?
You're
the lowest. You're like tied with one of our other friends.
That we haven't released.
Yeah. Me and that person should get together.
You guys would kind of make it.
It's our friend.
I feel bad. I don't want to just out Ben, but there are very funny moments around. There are just a lot of funny moments where it's like, he's just not. My favorite.
I don't believe you.
My favorite one is, and it was years ago, but he was like, man, I want to have a party. And I was like, just have a party. You have a place. You could have a party. It'd be great.
Oh, great. Here we go.
And he was just like, I can't have all those people using my bathroom. So,
all right. Sound off in the comments if you agree. If you agree with me. Because men are disgusting.
We piss
all over the place.
Just clean it out.
I know, but it
drives
me
nuts. You'll let something get in the way of your good time.
Yeah, yeah.
People are just going to piss all over your walls. Like, they're going to use it normally.
You're not college.
Who knows what they're going to do? I mean, I went to a birthday party the other day. Not the other day, a couple weeks ago. What does it fucking matter? It was in the past, asshole. this guy, it was upsetting for me. Wasn't that upsetting? He took a big fat shit in the one bathroom there was. No. And I had to go in there after him, and he gave me this sheepish, like,
eh. Busted.
And he walked past. And as soon as it was a stinky duty. I was like, buddy, why didn't you do that before you got here?
Yeah.
And then
he didn't have to go then.
Yeah, but then I get out of the bathroom, and of course there's a couple girls there waiting.
Oh,
and I
Ben.
Didn't even bother. Classic. I just was like, whatever. I don't know these people. I don't give a rat fuck if they think that I took the big fat stinky dude.
You're like, I'm partying,
whatever. I left that one early.
You had
the
to.
First one to leave.
You had to.
People were going, did you see the guy leave who took a big stinky shit?
Yeah. Big
it's the guy who did it saying that. It's like, no, that guy was the one.
Right.
But that kind of thing I don't like. Because
that kind of thing.
I don't know. I used to, the not the last
Put
roommate.
Put a sign. No stinky shits.
Like
Look.
8 years ago when I had a roommate, we had a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. And his bedroom had the ensuite bathroom that nobody used. Basically, my bathroom was the one that everybody used. And it was pretty upsetting for me, as you can imagine. Especially because there was one guy who took I was waiting to pee. And he comes out, and he's bigger than me. I'm 6'3". He was like 6'6".
No.
And just took a big guy poop. Just a big guy.
There's a lot of pooping going on at the parties you guys.
Yeah, I don't like it.
No wonder you don't like to party.
So
he's like, oh, you mean partying? Where a bunch of people just stink up a fucking toilet? No, I don't like it.
The shit event?
Rather go home.
You guys like that?
Have my own toilet.
I don't understand what people are obsessed
with.
They like smelling stinky shit.
That was, and we would have like 30 people crammed in there, and they're all just peeing and shit in my bathroom and my toothbrushes.
Why are you focusing on
that? What? Because I've got problems.
I think you're getting a glimpse into why he can't party. You can't.
I'm like, how can you do anything? I don't know how you do anything.
I can't party in LA because I drive and I don't want to Uber. And also...
And the fucking stinky shits.
I drive and I don't want to Uber.
I drive, I don't want to Uber, and stinky shits if it's at my place.
That's why it's because of everyone's diet in LA, all the roughage they're eating. They're stinking
and
up
just cool
bathrooms.
Guys, you know, there can be too many cool guys.
Guys
like,
in LA aren't even
here,
cool.
Man? Yeah, they are.
What are you
they're
talking
fucking
about?
Everywhere, man.
There are way more cool guys in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, even better. Yeah.
But you like partying. In
I like partying. Yeah. I don't know, man. Jesus Christ. Next question.
All right, fellas. What's your party trick?
I went to a party where we were doing backyard karaoke, and I don't know why it came over me, but I chose to do Britney Spears' Work, Bitch.
Yeah.
And I wasn't familiar with the lyrics.
Impressive.
And I was just exhausted and like running out of breath, especially during the chorus. So I was just really screaming it, and it was a hit because we were all laughing. It was very fun.
Sounds great.
So that's my trick. I whip out Work, Bitch.
I wouldn't. It's hard for me to think
of
them
as... Sounds very unnatural.
Yeah, no, it's pretty... Yeah. You what?
It's hard for me to think of them as tricks, but I think... just like, well, so I used to host a lot of parties.
They were the best.
They really were.
And I would stay for those. I would stick around quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you were never there when we were like closing the garage door at 4 a.m.
No.
To keep it going.
Because that's too late.
He was there for an hour.
Yeah.
That's too late.
But it was, I was always like getting the dance floor going, because it's like, if someone doesn't just do it, everyone's going to sit around and be like, I see it. Because we had a detached garage. And it was basically like this de facto dance floor that everyone would go really nutso on. And just like bringing people, because we would bring all these weird people to these parties, like a lot of stiff Hollywood people. Even, you know, we would go on these like general meetings, and sometimes they'd be like, are you working on anything else? And I'd be like, we have these parties. You should come. I think you'd have a fun time. And it would be very fun being on the dance floor with this like weird NBC guy just letting loose and really ripping.
They were comedy shows, and it was perfect. It was free once a month.
Free beer, as much beer as you could
drink.
Free booze,
and it was plenty. That you guys never ran out.
No.
Because people would donate money each time, and that money would go to the next one. Plenty of space at the house that you guys, the couple houses you guys had them at. And sweet spot of stand-up comedy. 1 hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Each comedian got like, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So it wasn't too much.
Literally. No longer than 1 hour comedy show.
Well, that was kind of the thing. We came from New York, my friend I ran it with, and we started coming to, and look, this is no shade to anyone running shows in LA, but we got to LA and we were like, let's check out some of the shows and stuff. And we were like, what? How long have we been here? Like, how many more comics are coming out? It's the most insane thing.
No.
And we were like, we should just start a New York style show. Cause like in New York, it's like you book 5 comics, 4 of them do 10 minutes. The headliner does 15. You're out. And
easy.
Then, and so we were hosting them in our backyard, and it was great. I mean, we would go to these other things where it just felt like you were there watching comedy all night. It was interminable. So
wow, SAT word, buddy.
I know.
Good
job.
We were very stoked about the parties and the free beer.
And then after the stand-up, it just turned into a normal-ass party. And it was fantastic.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Which is why people come anyway. No one really wants to be there for the stand-up. You endure the stand-up.
For the party.
No one is there for the stand-up.
I've been telling him he's got to do it. He did a couple at Permanent Records.
I love Permanent Records.
But that was,
you
was the
charge
thing.
There. You got to charge money.
It was fine. That wasn't the thing. It was very difficult to, I don't know why, but being at an actual venue, not our house, it was so much more difficult to get people to like feel like they were partying. I don't know. I was trying to get people to dance. It was just a very strange thing, but it was also the outside and not the inside. I think if it was inside, people would much more, be much more willing to let
people need to feel contained.
Yes.
Yeah. It's hard when there's too many avenues. Lou. Okay.
Yeah, the contained thing is very nice. I mean, that's one thing about being in New York. When people would have little apartment parties, you're just like crammed in here.
How was that one? Everyone was making out with each other.
Yeah.
Everyone.
You can't help but talk. You're just like kind of up against the wall, and you're like next to someone.
You got
to
make out.
Well, you talk first, and then all of a sudden you're like, should we just kiss, I guess?
Yeah, it was awesome. I was like, it was cool. What do you guys think is like a party foul that someone can do?
Taking a
don't get him started.
Take that stinker in the hole.
Ben, it's a bathroom. People are supposed to use the bathroom in the bathroom.
I know. I'm just joking.
How much does this man think about shit?
Don't.
You're gonna have a lot of. If any of our audience comes and watches this, you're gonna have a lot of. There's a running joke that it's like, how long till Ben brings up shit?
Oh my god.
Okay. He's a pee-pee
poo-poo
man.
It's a joke.
No, it's not a joke. He talks about it a lot.
No, I don't. That's not fair. I would say a party foul is getting too drunk.
That's a good one.
And not realizing that you're too drunk, being too loud and not realizing you are too loud.
He's got a list of sensory issues.
Being cognizant of your stank ass breath. I always carry I carry a puck of mints in my car, and icebreakers, you know.
Okay.
And why is this funny?
I don't know. You're just such a particular guy.
Yeah. I don't want to offend anybody. I might meet someone, and I don't want to be stinky guy. So I'll have a couple mints in my pocket, and I'll pop one or two back.
You are very smell conscious. That was the first thing you said when you came into the house. You were like, "I haven't showered." You're like, "We were like, hi, Ben."
It wasn't a shower. I'm not worried about how I smell because I don't smell bad usually.
Okay.
I was worried about how I look because I was like, I look like the last none time I glanced in the mirror, I was like, shit, you look like you haven't showered today.
That's my favorite part is none of us would have known.
No, of course not. Well,
this isn't. I think this is informative though because it really lays bare. The getting out of your own head is essential for partying.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell on yourself either.
What's that?
You don't need to tell on yourself.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe don't keep a list of things that irk you.
Yeah, ready to go.
You asked me. What are the party fouls?
No one's ever hit us with a list before.
No, you went.
Oh, bop, usually bop, people bop. Did give you one?
Yeah.
I mean, you were definitely honest. I think especially, I don't know how old you guys are. I'm 36. I think especially as you age, the getting too fucked up thing is like a massive, any guy where it's like, dude, like,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
What the
fuck?
Yeah.
It's like cute when you're younger, cute.
I mean, sure. We all have overserved ourselves. But the guy who just like won't stop repeating himself and it's like, we got it, dude.
Or a guy who like, if you're over the age of 30 and you don't yet know that you are the type of drinker who it turns you into a different person.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. I know some people like that who they just turn into the kind of guy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's
really, really hard to deal with.
That also goes anyone. I mean, fighting is probably like the biggest party foul. It's just anything that's going to fuck up the vibe.
Yeah.
Not only physically fighting. If you're like a fighting couple, it's like, just go home.
Oh, that.
Just go,
just
I love a fighting couple.
Oh, you like
God,
it?
You like
I
it?
Love
no.
It.
Oh, it stresses me out.
You want to bring that drama to the party so everyone can enjoy it. You're like,
And you know they love it.
Yeah,
they love
it.
If it's a huge party, maybe. No. Like, hey, that's happening over there. The couple's fighting. That guy's over there.
You got to have one.
What?
You got to have one couple fighting.
Sure. Otherwise. As long as they leave.
Have you guys ever had any really good couple fights at a party? I've had one.
I had one, sort of. I was 18. He was 31.
Damn.
And it was on Halloween. And I like took a shot of Bacardi 151. And I was 18. So I didn't know what to do. And so I just had to like sit down. And then he went and like flirted with other girls. And I was like, hey. Anyway, that was our fight. I was like, you flirted with other girls. And he was like, what? No, I wasn't. And then anyway, it wasn't really much of a fight. I'm not a fighter.
I've had two fights. Can come to mind for me. One was at your place, at your thing with
I kind of remember this.
I was really into at the time taking edibles.
Oh, I do remember this.
I was very confident. I had not done weed for like a year. And then I was back and I was just I just had the best time. Pop an edible and I'm floating. And my girlfriend at the time knew that, but she had asked me just as a favor. She said, can you just let me know the next time if you're gonna take an edible before, you know, we go out? And I said, sure. And we're getting ready to go to his house. This is what, 2019? Had to have been
probably
2019.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I for some reason had marked it down in my head, she doesn't want me to do it, period. She doesn't want me taking edibles at all. And
he turns
this
into like a persecution.
Yeah, I'm feeling naughty and I really want to take one. It'll be fine. I'll let her know and eventually. And I popped one and then I forgot that I took it. And we got to the party as it was kicking in, right at the beginning.
No.
And she was already a little we were kind of on the outs, maybe. And I'm feeling it. I'm feeling real good. And I go, I gotta tell you something. She goes, what? I said, I took an edible. And she goes, Ben. And she got so mad. so mad, and I got so scared because we're surrounded by people, and she's like starting to get real stern, and I'm like, everybody's staring, everybody knows I'm the guy getting yelled at by his
girlfriend. She was visibly upset. I remember I didn't see anything that happened, but I remember at one point her blowing past me and being like, ooh, Ben is in trouble. Yeah. Like, I can just feel it.
And
ruining your high, too.
We both just left.
Yeah, you guys
skedaddled. And you texted me. I think you texted me. You're like, where'd you go? And I don't even remember what the hell I said. But yeah, I left, and then we sorted it out. We're good friends now. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, bringing any kind of drama to the... Leaving, that's the right move.
Honestly,
I was like, I'm not going to stick around for this shit. I'm not equipped for this.
Yeah.
We are not fixing this tonight.
You're not in the right mindset.
I left so fast.
I've been at things where, like, with romantic partners where, or if before we get there, we've had tense moments. It's like, okay, we either need to be able to let this go for now, or we should just go home because there's no point in... Why show up like this?
Oh my God. I haven't done it since college, but I had a college boyfriend where we would just fight all the time and fight at parties. Oh. And we'd be like, we'd pull up to a party, we'd be in our car, and all our friends would be walking by going inside the party. And they were like, we're like clearly fighting. Like, we're like, we're parked in the car for like an hour before we walk into the party.
And it's like, why go?
I know, it's so fun. You gotta get in there. Like,
I want to fight with someone at a party. It sounds kind of fun. I feel like I'm missing out.
One time, this same boyfriend, I found out that he had taken a Klonopin at the party, and for some reason, it really bothered me. And so I persecuted him. I got really upset, and he was like, "You don't get to control me. You can't control me." And so then he I'll never forget it. He takes this like huge line of coke. He absolutely rails it while he's looking at me in the eyes, and he's like,
"Oh."
He's like crazy. He's like, you'll never tell me what to do.
Wow, this guy's scary.
You're like, that's mine.
So much cocaine, and then he just runs off into the neighborhood, and like no one can find him. He's just like stomping around.
Wait, he went from scary to kind of fun. I like this guy.
True, yeah.
He started running around.
Yeah, he was just like stomping around the neighborhood. We were like driving around, like Steve, like come back. Like,
oh man, Steve.
Like a lost dog.
Yeah. You can. Yeah, it's okay.
Did you ever do so much coke you become a lost dog?
I've only done coke 4 times, and all 4 times were this year.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So funny. I mean, that's probably another insight to Ben's partying. He's 38 and he did coke for the first time.
He's an edible partier. That's like a sit down, chill kind of vibe. We got to get you up. We got to take you out Party God style.
I don't like cocaine.
That's fine.
I don't love it either. I think it
But I'm told that I just didn't do enough of it, which is not something that I should be told. I'm scared of it.
I had a boss one time tell me, I was like, yeah, I don't really like coke. He's like, you're not doing enough. You need an 8-ball in each pocket. And I was like, you're my boss.
It just feels like gambling. Like, I don't want to roll the dice and give myself a heart attack and die.
That advice has worked, though, because not with coke, but the first time I did Molly like a few times when I was younger, I was like, I don't really get it. I feel like maybe I'm not. And someone was like, you're not doing enough. And then I did it. And I was like,
you got to cross that threshold. Then you did enough.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Then you did enough.
I fully get it now.
Yeah, Molly's fun.
Well, tell us about a time you guys were, I'm afraid to ask, but tell us about a time you were a party god.
Oh.
A party god?
I have one ready to go, maybe.
Oh,
yes.
I blew mine on the Britney Spears thing. That was it. Probably, yeah. Everybody was laughing.
You thought that was your party guy?
I guess. All right. Emil, sorry I interrupted you.
No, it's fine. I don't know if this counts. Do weddings count?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, wedding
it's
is
a party. It's one of the most beautiful parties there is.
Would say this was just the first thing that came to mind. My friends got married in Ireland. It was so fun. All of my closest friends were in Ireland. We had a blast. But... day of the wedding, we were at the wedding, and I think it was right after the ceremony, the groom came up to me and was like, hey, would you MC the wedding? It works differently in Ireland. I think there was a miscommunication. We don't have an MC right now. Like, we need you to introduce us for the first dance, like, and us as a couple coming out, and to like host while they're while people are doing speeches. And I kind of like hesitated for a second. And it's one of my oldest friends. We grew up together. And I think he realized exactly what I was thinking. And he just went, you can drink as much as you want. I don't care. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll do it. And it was so fun. I'm so glad I did it. And there was just like so many funny moments when I introduced them. Someone fucked up and didn't even tell them. So like I got everyone all jazzed up for them to come out. This entire room of like 150 people is looking at me, and I was like, please welcome for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. blah, blah, blah.
Oh no. Yes.
And just no one came.
Oh
out.
No. No.
And I looked at the, like the Irish wedding, like whoever was there at the venue. And I was like, what the fuck? And they were like, I don't know. Just go. And so I'm just like walking around the room, talking to people. Very fun. Very fun. And then you become kind of like a hero to everyone. You're like walking to the bathroom and people are coming out like, oh my God, it's the guy.
Yes. Very like fun. The celebrity of the wedding.
So did you deliver the speech? Did they come out? Like,
Yes, they finally came out. I think it was on the third or fourth time. Someone literally was like, okay, they're ready. And I was like, please welcome. And no one, and everyone was like, this is insane. I can't believe they're not coming out.
Yeah.
So they finally came out and, it was so fun. By the time the speeches were happening, I was very drunk, but it still went okay. A beautiful moment.
That's very party god, yeah. Party starter.
I don't think, you guys don't have a question coming up about like, what's the best party you've ever thrown, do you?
That's, yeah, go ahead.
Sure, we can.
Because well, I don't want to waste.
Ben would like to host the podcast. Because
I don't want to waste my answer on something that doesn't
that will elicit something out of you, yes, we will ask that next.
Because it's going down to three. So
I wasn't necessarily a party god in this moment. I was actually more of a party panicker. Because
that's on brand.
Yeah, whatever, fine. I'll make it my own. When I was a junior in high school, I was in 11th grade.
Get his ass.
Thank you. When I was in 11th grade, my older brother was a senior, my younger brother was a freshman, and my parents went out of town for a week. And we had just finished remodeling our house. We had a big house, two stories, and a big backyard with a pool. And my older brother at the time was trying to impress a girl who was in the high school sorority. And yeah, surprised to learn that that's not a thing. It was our high school sorority and fraternities they go back to like the 60s.
Oh,
there were actually a couple sororities, but this one, I still remember the name, Songe.
Songe.
S-O-N-G-E. And the other one was...
That sounds like a startup.
They're not Greek letters.
Yeah, it's just like...
The other one was Anon, A-E-N-O-N.
This is weird.
What school did you go to?
Milliken High School in Long Beach.
Okay.
And Songe hosted a party at our house, and there must have been 200-300 kids there.
That's a lot of kids.
Packed.
No wonder you don't like parties. It was too overwhelming at the beginning.
We had just remodeled the whole place, like I said. So our entire, and they changed the downstairs. So it was like this big open space. The kitchen goes right into the dining room, goes right into the living room. Had just done this new, really nice tile with like really light colored grout. And the cops, it got out of control. It was like people were in the garage, people I'd never met before, sketchy looking dudes. Like it was like a TV. It was like a movie of a party.
Like
guys smoking weed in the garage. We had three dogs. The dogs are scattered around. There's one guy just like cuddling our Labrador on the couch. Aww. He's like, this dog's fucking cool. In the backyard, there's shit going on. People are upstairs. I'm trying not to freak out. But cops come at one point and they say, hey, you know, just we got a call about noise. They couldn't see the backyard or the extent of it. They just knocked on the door. And we said, okay, we'll like keep it down. And then by like, I don't know, 11:30 or midnight, it got out of hand. Someone got pushed into the pool. And that guy wanted to fight whoever did it.
Oh.
So it turned into this big scuffle altercation, which then spilled into the house, which then spilled out into the street. So all the kids pour out into the street. And I'm freaking out because I'm like, the neighbors are going to tell our parents and they're going to find out that we had a huge, huge party. The cops never came again. It just kind of fizzled itself out. But it was such a... I got guys and girls and stuff telling me they remember that party. Like, sorry. Whoops. God fucking damn it. Years after.
You guys do this professionally.
Years. whatever. Years after, people would be like, I still remember that night because it was chaos.
Well, I think this is a real glimpse into your psyche. I think you're afraid of getting in trouble. And I think if you party, you're
well, here's what happened. The next day when we were cleaning up, we had a big...
You really don't like getting in trouble.
Well, no. Getting in trouble sucks when you're in 11th grade and your parents just spent like $200,000 on remodeling the house. All the alcohol that was on the tile that we had assumed would be easy to clean up had soaked into and stained that really light colored grout, this dark color. So we're freaking out. We're like, how the fuck? Half of it was fucked. Fucked. And we were trying bleaching it, and that was making it worse. No. Our parents never noticed somehow. They never noticed. They just were like, I don't even remember what the fuck they did. But yeah, then there was a girl on MySpace who posted photos, and she was in our bathroom that happened to be the bathroom that I use. And she had no toilet paper. So the photo was her like using the shower curtain to wipe herself. Whoa, and I remember sending her the meanest. I had just discovered Adderall, and I sent her the most Adderall-fueled.
You got the weirdest bathroom stories.
Yeah, no wonder. This is all making sense here in the childhood story. Yeah, well,
so that was a...
It's like, you know, when you go to a party, people are wiping with your shower curtain.
And then they post pictures of it. Like,
yeah.
And they're taunting you online.
Why would she post that? Like, she was a fucking
10th grade girl. But someone also stole our PlayStation and our Nintendo.
Jesus.
So that sucked. No. And yeah.
Oh my God.
But you know, it was fun. Would I do it again? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Wow, party god.
Party god.
Party god right there.
You have party trauma.
Party trauma god.
That's cool, Ben.
Yeah,
that's
thanks.
That's great.
Bad things can happen.
This is so exciting.
Yeah.
We're going to get Ben out of his head.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Dude, you're literally freaking out right
now. Huh? Sorry if I smell. Or look crazy. Yeah, that was my party god moment.
Okay, that is a party god moment.
Yeah, you got away with it.
An anxious party god. Yeah, we got away with it.
An anxious party god.
Yeah.
Peak.
Everybody, please maybe have a good time.
That's a fun story.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wait, was that the one you wanted them to ask you about?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, that's a party
god. One cool party that I threw.
Is that the last time you threw a party?
At that house?
Yeah. No. Any party.
Yeah.
11th grade?
Mm-hmm.
That was the last party you threw?
Well, mm-hmm.
Oh.
I mean, not counting the ones where my roommate threw parties.
That doesn't count.
Because I didn't do that. It was him.
Why haven't you thrown a party since?
Wait, you didn't consider yourself a host at the parties at the house you lived in that was having
I did, but I was just like a reluctant host. It wasn't my idea.
Roommate
I wasn't
of the host.
Sending out invites. It was like, hey, we're having a thing at our place. And I was like, hey, you know. Sure. I enjoyed them. It was very fun and cozy. And I just kind of relegated myself to, okay, I will clean up the bathroom after everybody leaves.
Of course. I think you love the bathroom at parties. I think you're trying to distract from.
It's a safe space.
This is a fixation.
Yeah.
I think you love bathrooms.
Yeah. The bathroom rocks.
Pervert.
Pervert? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
You really want to know what you're like, you're really keeping tabs on what people are doing in the bathroom.
I am not. When it's my space, a little bit.
Oh, you've definitely asked me like what I'm going to do in there when I go to the bathroom at your house.
What?
And like, can you blame me,
and you
sir?
Say, send a
knowing the last place that I lived, the toilet was finicky and wouldn't flush all the way. And sometimes someone associated with us would leave stinky doo-doos in there because he didn't turn around to make sure that it was flushed.
Yeah, but even before this was...
Why are you keeping tabs on everyone's...
Because I'd go
in
there after and I'd see like, what the fuck? How do you not flush that? That's disgusting. That's
bathroom,
revolting.
Please.
What's he like? What's he like in a relationship? Like, are people dating Ben?
Go there, please.
People date Ben.
Yeah, people date
They're like, yeah, Ben's like obsessed with when I go to the bathroom.
No.
But you've Everybody told me, stop. I can't remember them, but you have told me things about how like you won't like poop near them or something. I forget.
Ben's like, hey, this is going so well. Like, I really like you, but like, what were you doing in there?
No.
You'll
happens.
Let them poop.
Let them? The phrasing is all fucked up here. Listen, Ben, I have a normal relationship.
Are you letting women use the bathroom?
Yes. God, I even encourage them to. I've got a bidet.
You don't need to encourage.
Check it out.
Okay.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, he told me to like check out his bidet.
He kept saying to please.
The seat is warm. Isn't it great?
he encouraged me to shit.
I didn't. Yeah, said, I don't like, do that.
He said like, no, babe, like let's go get burritos and like back to my place.
That's when he likes it. He likes when a woman he's romantically linked with is shitting.
I think so.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, no, no.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't like, you know, what else?
What else?
Yeah, what else?
Yeah, what's the last great party you guys went to?
Ooh, ooh.
The last great party I went to. That is a really good question.
You've got some good ones, I'm sure.
I'm trying to think of one where I was like fully just... Honestly, this is going to sound lame. I don't really party that much anymore. It's like if I do, it's like usually low key things. I feel
man, this guy doesn't party. What a fucking weirdo! What else are you gonna reveal?
Okay, calm down. You had your turn.
I'm just perplexed by this guy. I mean, Jesus Christ! What else like are we gonna find out?
I often find they are. They're often like small dinner party ish things, and I go home by you know. At a reasonable hour.
Well, you should be here in a relationship.
Yes.
Nice. As I understand from looking at your Instagram today.
Yes.
And Ben should be partying.
He should be.
Do you guys think that is a, do you think that, I guess a big part of going out is like meeting people and stuff.
I think it slows down. I definitely slow down if I'm in a relationship.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, why would I?
Yeah.
Like, a big part I'm of good.
Being is like, oh, I might meet somebody.
I might sure, be in a New York, a small New York apartment and just end up making out with right. someone. You know?
You made out with, you really want to talk about this party.
I made out with three people.
Wow.
In one night?
Yeah.
At the same party?
Yeah.
Nice.
We've been to so many parties that week. I was shut down. Like, I was so tired and I went to one more party and she comes back the next day. She's like, I made out with three people last night. And I'm like,
did the other people know?
Oh yeah, they all knew and they were mad.
They were mad.
And I was like, no, you're different.
The one guy was complaining. He was like, I'm the dregs. I'm the last choice.
And I'm like, no. I just wanted you the most. But like, I just was. Listen.
Wow. Did you like them?
Oh, yeah, they're great.
All of them.
Yeah.
What are their names? L.
Doesn't matter. It was about the connection. It was about the, you know, names aren't important.
Right.
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh, great. But anyway, Ben should be doing this kind of stuff. You guys.
Going to parties and making out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sure. I'm up for anything. Take me to a party.
Up for anything.
Down for.
Is there a bathroom there or?
Oh, come on! There will be, of course. Will I be worried about it? No.
I'm not even gonna think about it.
No.
I'm not even gonna think about it.
What if the guy's in there for a while and you're waiting? Are you thinking about it?
I don't care. As long as it doesn't stink when I go in there, not only for my own displeasure, but for anyone after thinking that I did it. I don't want. Is that so crazy that you don't want people thinking that that was you?
It's definitely happened to me where I'm like,
especially if you're single at the party.
I've walked into a stinky bathroom and I'm like, this is annoying because the people after me might think it, but I also just am like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, and then I'm the type to say,
or yeah, just go, it stunk when I got in there.
Yeah.
But then you never believe. I'm like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Sure. And then the stink has already left. So they're like, was that guy trying to preemptively cover for his shit? So yeah, you're just digging a hole.
I like to, if I'm in line for a bathroom and there's and it's co-ed.
You're
already good. I can tell you're already gonna make fun of me. I just like to say to the person behind me, because you know, if we're waiting for a long time and then it's finally my turn, I'll go, okay, count to 150, and then I go in there. Because I want to be quick. And 150 seconds is
you don't want to give someone a job while they're already focusing on not pissing their pants. But it gives them a distraction,
like they're a dog or something.
Wait, so what was the last great party you went to?
I don't know. I don't think I've got one. I missed a really great party last week because I was on a date instead.
It's a really cool story.
The story that you missed.
A really cool story.
Yeah.
How was the date?
It's good. It was fine.
You know, tell us about it. Tell us about the date.
It was good. It wasn't a party that went on until like 4 a.m. that I definitely would not have stuck around that long for. But it was at that secret spot on Western and Sunset.
Oh, sure.
It's that little, it's like a, just a
it's hole called in the wall. Like something star or something.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
Oh, Starlove?
Starlove.
Or Starlight?
Starlove.
Starlight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lesbian bar.
It is?
Oh, yeah. It used to be.
Were you on a date?
Yeah.
Ben, were you?
I was on a date. I've been to that place.
It didn't used to be.
It's definitely a lesbian bar. Yeah.
I thought it was like a bar for hire. Like it only opens.
It definitely was that.
Yeah.
It was definitely like a private event space.
I went to a party there. Oh, you guys will like this because it's very on brand for me. It was very loud at the bar. Like exceedingly, the music was giving us all.
Wait, was it at
damage.
That place?
Yes.
It was. Dude, I was at that party.
Yes.
It was unbelievable.
Thank you.
It was unbelievable. It was
and
like.
You know what I did? I went up to the DJ. And I said, hey, man. And he came over. And
no,
like,
you
what?
Did not.
And I said, it's really loud.
You did not.
Can you turn it down like 10-15%? And he just goes, have a good night, man.
You did not tell the DJ to quiet the music.
In his defense, it was so
It was legitimately painful. It was
like, it wasn't even fun to be on the dance floor because it was, I've never experienced like
something. Yeah, not
like
so crazy
and I've
now.
I've been to concerts at like small DIY places. It was horrible.
Well, you're supposed to bring real party girls, bring earplugs.
I know.
Oh, I constantly have earplugs now.
Yeah.
Not just for that, but for concerts.
It doesn't matter how uncomfortable it is. You never tell the DJ to adjust what he's doing.
I care.
That is tough, but I appreciate the gusto on that.
It doesn't feel that crazy to me. If I were a DJ at a party and some guy was like, my ears hurt, I would have said, yeah, I got you, brother. And then
no, you would not.
Maybe you could just say it to appease me and then just not do it.
That is the move on his part. You give him up. I got you, buddy.
Totally. I got you. And then,
because there's no way you're going to ask again. No way you're walking up and being like, hey, by the way, I don't know. It's still pretty loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, once you ask, you got to just.
Also, you should have had a girl do it for you. Like,
well,
you can't.
I ended up telling another guy, not knowing that he was responsible for putting the whole thing on for our other friend's birthday. And you know who it is. And I said, God, man, I just got fucking big dicked by the DJ. And he goes, yelling at me, why, what? And I had to tell him, and he goes, fuck that.
No.
Makes a beeline to the DJ. And I see him in the guy's ear, pointing his finger, and the DJ's going, and then he turned it down. Just a wee bit, like
Ben
barely
standing in the corner, like having his dad go yell at the guy.
That's what it was like. And you know what I did? About 15 minutes later?
Left. Then why?
You're sick.
My ears were fucking cooked. You know what I did later in bed? Tried fucking desperately to fall asleep, but I was just hearing the ringing, the hearing damage. Yeah, and you know what? When we're all 50 and 60 and we're going, huh? Huh? What? I want you to remember this conversation.
Your score has gone down.
I don't care.
I had him at a two.
He loves how low his score is. He's a monster.
Well, you know what? It means I can only go up from here.
I had him at a two,
and that's
an
optimist.
I keep him there. I've partied with him enough to know where he. Which is fine. It's just not his strength. He enjoys.
No, no. What is my strength?
I would say like. On a Saturday night, like sitting in the living room and no, I'm not gonna out you for
oh thanks
Adam,
no that's
Adam.
Nice
oh for what
Adam. I mean for what yeah. Not having a sofa currently
no the my favorite night where you
go ahead
the
what have I got to lose
where he was we went to the beach together the next day and he told us he was like yeah last night I put on this shitty movie and I drank some beers. I did some ketamine. I took, what was it, Vicodin or something?
Oh, I think it was Soma.
Soma muscle relaxants and like something else. And we were like, everyone was just like, are you okay?
Oh, I think then it was just weed. Then I
smoked and you smoked weed.
So depressing.
And we were like, why did you do that?
That's your Saturday night.
And it was like, that Saturday night. That's all. That
and he was
all.
Like, I just wanted to see what it was like. I just wanted to...
Are you going through something?
No, he's
this
okay.
Was a couple years ago.
He does like to. He does like to do body hacking stuff. He likes to see
no,
body
not, I would not call
hacking.
It that.
Not body hacking.
Just putting shit in my body sometimes. Yeah, you wouldn't guess coming from Mr. Party Pooper that I'd be the cool guy to do ketamine. I think
you
I remember.
You like to experiment.
Yeah, yeah. I popped a couple muscle relaxants and I was like, damn, I feel good. And then I was having some Miller High Lifes and I was like, this rocks, frankly. And then I thought, you know, fuck it. Why not? And I railed a little ketamine because I hadn't done it in a while. It had been a big week, let me tell you. And then I was just sitting there on the couch, just like, fuck. I think I was watching Predator. That movie rocks. And then I was like, I got to wind down. So I smoked some weed.
Yeah. That's the,
this is like his dream night.
When he's out, he's very uptight. But at home, he's like, hey, whatever. I'll try anything once.
What the hell? He's such a cool guy.
I don't have to hop in an Uber.
You don't have to hide this from other people. Yeah. Let us experience cool, Ben.
You should show this.
No one's using my bathroom. I don't have to get an Uber.
Hey. Did I just hear the sound of a number going up?
Just a little. But this is like a party for one.
Maybe
if you could do this like with other
party
people.
Party for one is still a party, girl.
You like to solo party. No.
I don't like how smug he looks right now.
I don't either.
Yeah. Fine. Nobody's invited the next one.
Would you have liked if people were there?
No, guys, trust me. When I was alone, I was so cool. Like,
this is
everything that's wrong with this generation. We're not dating. We're not having sex. And why is it? Because our young, handsome men who should be out at parties are at home doing muscle relaxers, giving themselves a pat on the back for being cool for one.
I blame women.
What in what world?
I'd like to go on record and say, I blame the women.
Do you guys
put that tongue in there?
I'm joking. All women are precious.
Do you guys feel like it's a part of your project to keep partying alive? Because I agree. I think there is
absolutely
a real,
especially in Los Angeles.
Well, there's this loneliness problem. The pandemic happened, which no one wants to talk about, and everyone doesn't know how to socialize since, and people are weird because of it. Especially the younger generation. Like, I can't imagine being in high school during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
And like those crucial years where you're learning how
to. I don't
to
even give a shit about them.
People.
I give a bunch. I'm worried about us. I'm worried about our generation should be out getting to know each other, breeding, flirting.
Breeding. Nice.
It's definitely true. I mean, I really wasn't aware of it. Like, I spent a lot of my 20s and early 30s partying. I loved partying. Like, my 20s in New York was like the most fun time of my life. And I just assumed that's what everyone was still doing. And honestly, it wasn't until like getting feedback from our audience, who there's a large portion of them who skew younger, that I was like, oh wow, people just don't do that in the same way.
Yeah. Also
phones. Well, that's a big part of it. Not because they're on them. I asked, because there was someone commenting like, you know, we don't do that, whatever. And I said in the next one, like, I saw people commenting, like, they don't go out. Why don't you go do that? And a lot of people were commenting that they don't want to be filmed when they're out drunk. Nah. And I honestly completely, I can't blame them. That was never a thought in my mind of like, oh, if I overdo it tonight or like, you know, go crazy on the dance floor, I'm not going to like end up on someone's reel or whatever.
It's also like so narcissistic to be worried about that. It's like, okay, someone puts a crazy video up. Like, why are you so worried? Like,
don't say anything racist or stupid. You're fine.
But there is a tendency to like, I don't know. I see a lot of people become a weird main character on Twitter for whatever. Even if it's just a 24-hour cycle, I would not like that if I was younger, to just be like, God damn. I wouldn't like it now. I definitely wouldn't like it, wouldn't like it then.
I understand. I get it, why people are anxious, but it's also like you can't let your anxieties control how you live. You need to be out there. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to. And that's my big problem is people don't take risks anymore. It's a lot easier to live this frictionless life in your house where you don't come into contact with anybody. Your food's delivered to you. You don't have to leave for your entertainment. Your entertainment is in your phone. Everything is brought to you. You don't have to experience, bumping up against other humans and taking risks and doing all the things that like actually make your life whole and fun. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that's exactly right.
Yeah, you're making me want to go out.
We were joking about the, I'm sure you guys saw the like Bill Ackman, May I Meet You thing.
Yeah. The what?
The May I Meet You thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Ackman is this insane
billionaire
finance guy. And he tweets a lot, but he was like, from a happily married guy, like, I'll share my perspective. And he basically wrote this whole long thing about how when he was younger, trying to meet women, he would walk up to them and open with, may I meet you?
Wait, I love that. That would work on me.
I feel like first reaction to that. That's the first positive reaction.
I'd be like,
and people were dunking on him, and it is very, it's a very,
incredibly disarming.
I feel like, what? Yeah,
are you guys talking you both like this?
No, I don't.
I kind of like it. Yeah.
It's sweet.
These are the only two positive reactions. I've never heard anybody be like,
well, I'm good also, I'm good at approaching women and talking to them.
I do think it's good.
I'm good at approaching
women. I am.
But I do think it's goofy. But the underlying advice of, it's like, goofy. If anyone's advising people to go talk to people, I'm like, fine. Just like, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Put the phone down and just like go talk to people.
But you shouldn't be an alien. That's why everyone's dunking on him, because it's such an weird alien thing to say, may I meet you? That's so,
it's fun. With dating apps, like, you can just like swipe on your phone and then meet someone at a bar. You had to gain the courage, get drunk, and then walk up to someone and be like, hey, may I meet you?
But yeah. But I think that's removing that, like, with that ability to just get on an app and meet someone at a bar, like, you lose everything you're talking about of, like, taking a risk and like being comfortable in your own skin. You know, those apps were around, but when I was in my early 20s, I wasn't really using them, or if I was, it wasn't the main way I was meeting people. If you wanted to engage with people, not just romantic partners, you had to be like, because even just going up to a guy you think might be cool and maybe your friend, you're like, ah, this feels embarrassing and it's anxiety inducing, but you just take enough swings and then finally you're like, all right, I'm just going to become comfortable.
None of this applies to like hot people. Hot people are out, they're doing stuff, they're meeting each other, they're fucking, they're sucking, they're kissing.
I don't know if that's true. I think
that's not true, Ben.
I think even hot young people are like very... I think a lot of people have a lot of anxiety and are unwilling to break through it.
Sometimes hot people are too intimidating and no one's talking to them.
Yeah. True. I think in this room, we're all testament. Like, none of us are really out there doing that.
What, talking?
I'm making out with three people at a party. Well, I don't know about y'all.
Well, okay, Ben, you're not.
Not going to parties?
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, but like, now I want to.
Okay.
Pervert. I definitely like...
It's fun.
You say pervert?
Why am I pervert all of a sudden?
He wants to make out with three people.
Oh, that's our trap. Sure.
We like finally convince you to want to go to a party.
Oh,
like,
people are making out? Oh,
nice. Can I go?
I make an effort to... I don't like party, but I definitely make an effort to, as I've gotten older, I think it's just harder and harder to see friends. So I'm like less interested in being at a party with a bunch of strangers and being like, oh, maybe I'll meet cool, interesting people. And whether it's my friends here or like if I'm spending time in New York, I'm very set on like who I want to spend my time with. And I want to just like talk to them all night. So I'm still making sure I do all that, but I'm not as interested in... it's also really hard to make a new friendship stick at this age. It's like, because without the...
But I think you put in your hours. I'm not worried about you. I don't think you need to be partnered.
Thank you.
You're partnered. So you partied, you got a partner, you made your friends, and now you get to relax on your laurels.
She also works in the food industry. So there is like so much, there's just like so much events that we just have to go to anyway. So I feel like...
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I bet there's a lot of great single women at those
events. Why is he so quiet? God. Why is he scary?
Whoa.
Anyway.
The bathroom situation is great. Oh, yeah. You're going to love it. You should come to...
I don't have to do the 150-second line because there's just plenty of bathrooms to go around.
Plenty of stalls. Yeah, how many stalls?
Yeah, don't have to worry about someone going in after you and you having it stink.
You said that you're good at asking out women. What's your... Yeah. You're not saying, like... What are you saying?
I don't know. Whatever comes to...
Like, if you were going to give some, like, accoded advice, what would you say to young men? Because you guys also... That's the thing, is you guys have a lot of responsibility. You say you have these younger listeners who are looking up to you. So you should be sort of thought influencing.
I'd say step one is make sure that they are even interested. And the way you know that is if they make eye contact at least once.
True.
That's good advice, Ben.
That is good advice.
And then you walk up and you either... I don't know. I just... make an observation about something nearby. I don't know. Make up something. What's going on here? Hey, you see this thing?
He's teaching them how to do comedy.
What's going on?
I do. I honestly, I think that is a big part of it. Because my thing would be, I don't like the may I meet you thing because it indicates this like...
formality?
Well, this like, I'm interested in you romantically or whatever. And I think the best thing you can do if you're going to talk to a woman is like, and I think a lot of people do that. They're like, I'm going to build up the courage and I'm just going to ask them out. It's like, no, just go talk to them.
Yeah.
So like observing something is fine. Just go over and be like, oh, whatever. It's disarming. You don't like put this pressure on them of like, great, now I have to either turn this guy down or whatever.
So it's like, okay, guy who wants to have sex with me. Like,
you know what worked right. One time in New York? I was at a bar late one night with some friends, and there was this girl who was so cute. It was pissing me off. Like, not really pissing me off, but
you just storm over there.
I walked over there and I told them, I said, what if I go over and say this? And they were like, that's really funny. Go do it. So I did. And I went over and I said, hey, you got to leave. And she's like, what? And I said, you're too cute. You just got to go. You got to leave. Sorry. You got to go.
Yeah,
and cute. I put on an air like I was the bouncer or something. And she thought it was very funny. We ended up making out that night.
Okay.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a good one. Uh-huh. But that's what I like to do. I like to go up to the girl and say something memorable and unique. And either I get her phone number afterward or I don't know. I don't know.
Her in that voice. So
depends on where the night takes me. Oh, yeah,
God, I do it in that voice.
Hello.
I had one in New York where I was at a party and there was one of those, like, it's like a gag gift. It was called, like Babes of Bushwick. And it was all these men, it was a calendar. And it was all these men tattooed, looked very Bushwick, whatever. And she was standing right by it. And I had clocked her like right when I walked in and I was like, God, I don't know what I'm gonna say. And then I saw her standing by it and I just went over and I started flicking through it kind of quickly. And I was like, fuck. And she was like, what? And I was like, I got bumped again. And
that's so funny.
And then we just like talked for a very long time and we dated after that. But cute. Yeah,
you can say anything. You just need something
just
bold.
Just be just fun and not like,
yeah.
Just
don't put
there.
A lot of weird pressure on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm imagining
it's someone you
like,
don't want to fuck.
what?
Pretend it's someone you don't want to fuck.
Honestly, yeah.
You'll say anybody that's someone that you don't want to fuck.
I'm imagining these young men taking Ben's advice and going up to a woman and be like, you got to get out of here.
And like being too mad, though.
You
got to go.
You have to leave. Everyone says you have to leave.
I do worry though about the meme online where it's like the attractive guy comes up and says something and then the like kind of schlubby guy comes over and she's like, HR.
Yeah.
I can see that being like, I don't know if I'm sure she found you cute and funny.
Some
I can see
schlubby
that
guy going, yes. And she's like, what? Yeah, I said go.
Too
go.
Cute.
You got
go.
You,
go.
You have
too,
to go.
Get out of here.
You're too cute.
Go.
You're
too you got to go.
Get out of here.
When I used to wear glasses, man, those were a fucking... I had so many girls. You stay at a bar long enough, and eventually the girl comes and talks to you, and it's like, can I try on the glasses? Oh. Not like that. I don't know why I did that voice.
These poor women.
Go, can I try on your glasses? You don't really need those, do you? And I'm like, yes, I do.
What?
And then what was fun is I'd take them off, and as soon as I take them off, I'd instantly cross my eyes. And be like,
as a bit?
Yeah, as a bit. And that worked one time. Anyway, those were the days, huh?
That's why the key is, like we were saying before, the proximity thing is key.
That's the best.
If you're just next to people and forced, it's...
There's going to be motion.
Yeah. And you're just going to have to comment.
It's a numbers game.
Yeah. All right. We have an audience question.
We have an audience
fellas.
Question. We usually screen these, but.
We're going to just hear this one.
Yeah, we're going to hear it.
Cold.
Yep.
Okay.
Hello. I am in Japan. And I am sending this to the Party Guide podcast. And pretty much what I'm asking for is basically like when you guys have been in a foreign country. And that you're in like a country where they don't speak your language pretty much, like kind of all around. How have you kind of like found local people to party with, or in my case, like maybe just like eat a bunch of stuff with? And second, do any of you that are currently listening to this know what a Gundam is? Thank you.
A Gundam?
Yes, I know what a Gundam is, you fucking dweeb.
What is that?
What?
It's okay. It's a big, like, a Japanese robot thing. It's from, like, Japanese comics.
Well, yeah. Oh, that was our friend Grace Ford. We usually keep these anonymous, but I'm going to out Grace on that weird...
Why is she bringing up Gundam?
Question. But this is a great question for you guys, because you're just in Japan, and you were just talking about how you guys like traveling and partying while you travel.
It's really easy to do when you travel, especially to a place like Japan, where you're not Japanese. Because then they're like, who are you?
So tell us, how do you do it?
Where are you from? Advice with meeting people while you're traveling is... do it during the day and then keep it going later or exchange info. I feel like, especially if like guys are like, oh, it'd be fun to like meet women while we're traveling or whatever. And they like go to a club or something at night and they're just kind of like standing around. It's like, dude, you're already cooked. Just go home. Like, and wake up. Yeah. You got to like do fun stuff, get on group tours, get on whatever. Book a boat or something and talk to people and meet people and then be like, oh, we're going on this thing later. You guys should come through. I think it's so much easier than trying to do it while everyone's like out and drinking. And you'll meet actual fun people and it'll be sober and you'll exchange information and can.
Yeah. I second the group thing. I've never personally done it, but I know. Okay. If you'd let me finish, I know a girl who's like, she travels for a living. She's like a travel influencer. She goes places alone all the time. And her number one thing for exactly this is group tours, food, you know, bus stuff, whatever the fuck. And she always meets people. You can get a couple weirdos for sure.
It's easy to lose them. You're in another country.
Remember when we did one in Japan and there was that guy who tagged along with ours.
Yeah. And he was a little strange, but we didn't keep it going with him. Outside of that, I've pretty much had like, well, I mean, you're always going to be in the group with some people who you don't exactly jive with, but you find the ones that you do. I've had a lot of luck with, like when me and Phil were in Greece, we were just like, this boat's taking out a group. All right, let's get on. And you're out all day with people. You're just stuck on a boat going to different islands and seeing different things. And you just talk to people. And then, you know, you find out they're staying here. Oh, you guys are going to that island too. Oh my God, we'll see you there. And you just all of a sudden have all kinds of fun people to party with when you just went with one friend.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Hostel.
Yeah. Or at the hostel.
Hostel. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't even have to stay at the hostel. Go to the hostel
bar. Go to the hostel.
Go to the hostel. They always have little events.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good way. When I was younger, I would do that kind of stuff, but I don't do it as much now that
it's probably a younger crowd. Yeah, we're probably aged out of.
I know. Right. Yeah. It's
or like weird Germans.
I know. It's like younger people and like European hippies, which you're like, what? Like
Danish
what
people.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever met a normal Danish person? They're never normal.
I don't know if I've ever met a Danish person at
all. Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
Right?
Yeah, what's going on in Dane? No, I just never. I don't think
I've. Daneland?
Oh, you never met
I don't think I've met enough Danes for me to be like.
Denmark. I couldn't think of
yeah, Northern Europeans in general. It's like, as soon as you get above the Netherlands, they're aliens to me, I would say. The Netherlands and above.
Oh, I think Swedes are really fun. I think Finns are very fun. There's something wrong with
Norwegians,
the
love
Danes.
Them.
I'm finished.
Something wrong with the Danes.
Yeah. All right, well, wait. Let's rethink their scores.
Mine's lower for sure.
You don't want to check out score. Let's have you work on it, and let's check in like 6 months. Maybe we can have you guys back on the pod, because I see something in you.
Thank you.
He's definitely been partying way more. I feel like every time we talk, he's like, I was at this thing this weekend.
Yeah. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
We'll definitely need you guys back to read.
Yeah. When we were coming, I was like, it's funny because Ben is really the party animal these days. I'm going to like little dinner parties.
He keeps saying that. I don't know if it counts. He's doing it by himself.
At home with ketamine.
Yeah.
I'm just going to dinner party or if there's single women.
It's usually like...
Yeah,
it's 3 to 4 couples.
Yeah,
but we can add
No. A little side table for me.
Some ladies in there for me.
Put a bib on me.
I will say that. I mean, well, we gotta get. I don't want. I can keep talking forever, but I do feel like it gets. It's difficult. The older you get, being single, just in general, is a. It's a difficult thing. I mean. Uh-huh. I was single for a long time in my 30s, and you just like you start to feel odd man out a little bit. It's like, wow.
The problem is the pool's getting smaller and whoever's left is getting weirder. Like the, it's only, it's like it's Ben, it's me, it's Elle, it's...
Real winning circle.
And a lot of the socializing just ends up being couple-y things.
Yeah.
Right.
Or yeah, I mean, right. I don't have a kid, and sometimes I'm like, damn, should I get a kid so I can get invited to these kids' birthday parties and stuff? I'm like, I feel like now that's where all the socializing is going.
I want to have a kid.
What?
I want to have a kid. I got dad energy in me.
Okay.
Well, I want to lift up a child.
One step at a time.
Well, if anyone wants to have a kid with Ben,
yeah, anybody out there? There's got to be some woman that you guys know. There's someone out there who's watching this going,
There are people who want to have a kid with you. You just don't want to have a kid with them.
Yep.
Okay.
That's true.
He's true. He's very picky.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It's not like he has any trouble.
No. So
women love
if
guy.
You've enjoyed this, why don't you check out our podcast?
Women
it's
love.
Oh, yeah. If you want to plug anything.
BenandEmileShow.com, YouTube.com, Ben and Emile Show.
Women love Ben. It's crazy how much they like this guy.
I'm not seeing it.
Damn.
They really do like him.
Yeah. Do they?
Women love you.
Oh, okay. All right. That's very nice of you.
You're constantly going on. We got to go. All right, guys, got to go. Right, I'm so sorry.
By the way, I was spitting out my gum because I had put it in my pocket.
Why did you put it in your pocket?
Because I'm an idiot and it smushed up in there.
My plug is that I... if you're a surrogate and you'd like to give Ben a child, reach out.
No,
to him.
I want
he wants
a wife.
His own kid. He wants a wife. Look at him.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want a pity baby.
This is sad. A man who should definitely be a father.
If
soon.
You're ready to get into a monogamous relationship with Ben and give him a child,
I think love the way you phrase that.
I think Party God will find you your wife. I think.
Yeah, thank
episode.
You. You never know. Yeah. You never know.
But you know, I think there's a couple things you need to do. Maybe stop putting gum in your pocket. Maybe go out a little bit. Maybe
stop doing ketamine.
Ease off the muscle relaxers, and we'll find you a woman.
Something about the old dog, new tricks. I don't know.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming on. Party on.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the after party.
Welcome to the after party.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What cool guys.
I know. Sweethearts.
I know.
All the podcasters. We love them.
Silly guys. Easy to talk to. Real pros in the space. Devin, tell me about your week. What are your windows? What are your walls?
Dude, I've been so sick. I got the nastiest cold coming home from New York.
Yeah. I don't know how I didn't. Like, three of our friends got it, and I... by the skin of my teeth, didn't get sick. I don't know how.
Yeah, we just got some new intel on this. We thought that we got sick from SNL, but it turns out I think that we brought the sickness SNL based on the other friend that we were hanging out with also getting sick, who didn't even go. I think we got it as we were recording the house party episode, and then we all went to SNL. We gave it to everybody else.
Sorry, Lauren. Got your cast sick. Oops. Was that part of your wall, huh?
Yeah, I'm only just now coming out. I have been so sick and so probably the worst fever that I've ever had. And it's been raining all week in LA, and I've just been dissociating and a lot of times staring out my window, watching the rain. But also a real wall getting off the plane. I knew I was a little sick as we were heading back to LA.
I knew you were very sick. I saw you on the plane. My girl was out like a light.
But I think I still had enough vacation energy or something. I was joking around. I was in a good mood. We were taking pictures. And then something went really wrong on the plane, and it went south. And I was like, oh no, I should not be on this plane. I'm so sick. I think my fever peaked.
Which is what you want on a plane. You want your fever to peak while you're 30,000 feet in the air.
Yeah. And when you're trapped in the window seat.
I had a certain sickness on my flight as well, because I was watching Materialists, which you watched recently.
I watched it, a couple days into my sickness.
You know, I wouldn't say, not my favorite.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
It was bad.
It changed the way that I think about film. I didn't know that they could make something like that.
Yeah. And I love all three of them. I think they're all really great actors.
Of course.
Just not my cup of tea.
Personally. Yeah. Yeah. She says 8 words a minute. I think that's what's supposed to make her character sexy and mysterious.
My girl, speed it up.
She says everything in this like delicate, like ASMR voice, and like very quiet.
I'm like, come on. I'm used to like 2x speed on TikTok. Like,
no, absolutely. Yeah.
That might be a wall. That might be a wall of mine.
I can't believe. Yeah. That would have made me more violently sick. But yeah, my wall, I was stuck in the window seat. I usually like the window seat. Window seat, I always get it for some reason. Like the, yeah. It's, I don't know. It's a, like.
I need aisle.
But both of the girls that were seated on the outer parts of the, in the aisle, fell asleep. And I already have like. Like, I think so low of anybody that can fall asleep on a plane. What? Like, I'm watching them, and I'm like, this is, like, I'm watching them fall asleep, and I'm like, this is the behavior of, like, a cow or a pig or
I was asleep on the plane.
Like, to just be able to fall asleep like an animal.
Yeah, I think you're just jealous that you can't fall asleep. I think that's what this is.
I was really mad because really was feeling bad, and I really wanted to sleep, and I kept closing my eyes, and nothing would happen. My fever, and I was just like, I was trapped in there, and I kept having to use the bathroom, and I was like,
I think you only get two,
and I don't usually take advantage of it at all. Like, I'm a like long road trip girl, like I will get in a car and not like have to use the bathroom for like 10 hours, like I kind of make that rule for myself, that and that's usually how I'm on a plane. But these poor girls, I kept having to wake them up because I was like, I kept having to go to the bathroom. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but also you shouldn't be sleeping, you simpletons. Like,
this is the most normal thing in the world, to sleep on a plane.
I know it's not right, but I really don't think highly of people that can just fall asleep in public places.
Okay, yeah. All right, enough. what's your window?
You were just falling asleep.
Enough. That's why I got my little neck pillow.
But you're
different.
I don't think you're simple. I think these girls, I was watching them, judging them. I'm like...
Well, they were different. I like do it in a very like esoteric way. Like, I'm like, the way I sleep on a plane, it's very like deep, full of thought.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like a scholarly way. Of sleeping. not like a cow or pig at all.
It's like a little animal, like they just shut down, they can sleep anywhere like a dog.
I think you were just mad because you had to pee. Like, I think so that's what this is. And you were sick.
These
poor women catching strays.
I was so mad. But also, I don't like it when people can, like, when men that I'm dating can just fall asleep easily. Actually, I like it sometimes because I've told you about this. I like to, like, sometimes I try to like figure out how they're doing it, and so I like lay on their chest and I try to like
parasite.
I like like latch on, and then I try to like mimic their breathing and I study what they're doing.
Yeah, no, it's horrifying. If imagine you wake up and someone's attached to you, like, I'd be like, get off.
I always had the most tolerant boyfriends because I just like wake up throughout the night and I come over to them and I like start doing my parasite thing and like try, use them to fall, like help me fall back asleep. But if they were to ever try to touch me, I'd be like, get off. Like,
yeah, okay. Like,
don't touch me.
All right. Well, my wall has to do with us in New York. We had a lovely night at the Soho Grand Hotel. Is that what it was called? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Our friend Nina was DJing and it was awesome. And
shout out
Nina Tarr. And then basically I see this man and I was like, that's my Prince Charming. I just saw him. Granted, I was about 2 espresso martinis deep by this point, and I went up to him and I did like a really cool line. I just went up to him and I was like, you're the hottest guy here. And then I walked away, and then of course it worked. Then he comes over and he's like, hi, I'm blah blah blah, and I'm like so charmed by this man. There were like certain mannerisms he had that I was like, I don't know about that. But then, you know, I had another espresso martini and like I was like, this is mine. And then we go to a second spot and then we all go back to his apartment, like 6 of us. And I felt like I was in Severance the way I like walked through the threshold of his apartment. And then I suddenly like saw the real him. Like, it was like my like booze goggles were like evaporated. And I was like, what am I doing?
We both woke up. We were like in a daze. But I knew that man. We all knew that man was not attractive. But we kept trying to tell you. We were like, Elle. And this happens so often with you. We were like, Elle, this is not an attractive man that you like.
I'm like, no, I'm in love with him.
I remember when you catcalled his boys while I was driving. And I slowed down. I was like, you have to see what you've just done.
I see the best in people, I think is what it is.
I don't think. I think you have like an vision issue.
I do. Well, I can't see.
I know.
I think.
But yeah, anyway, we walk through the portal of that man's apartment and we like instantly like, whoa, we gotta get out of here.
No, and we like called our Uber immediately. And like literally as soon as we walked in, like Johnny and Ember were like, oh, we're leaving.
They didn't even make it through the portal. They saw inside the portal and they were like, they called the Uber before we could even be like, wait, we're coming.
And then you and I just like sit on his bed and we're just like, when's the Uber gonna get here? And like we were like drunk too, but like it's like when you're drunk and you lock in, and you're just like, I gotta get
that apartment sobered me so fast.
Whoa, like never in my life have I been like yeah, whoa,
we came back.
Yeah, that was rough. So, you know, don't flirt with men when you're drunk, because you'll end up in their apartment and want to leave immediately.
Yeah, yeah,
that's my note.
Oopsie. Do you have a window?
My window is that I am working on waking up early and being a morning person. And my wall is that I tried that today. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to wake up at 8 a.m. and I'm going to do all the stuff I need to do. But I was far too tired to do anything. And so I've done nothing. And it would have been better if I woke up at noon and got stuff done. I don't know how people wake up early.
This feels like one of those things that you learn in college. Yeah,
well, you know, the thing about life is that you're always learning. Okay. So you can jot that down.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'll write that down.
I don't know how people do it. Like, how do people wake up early?
You know how much sleep you need and you calculate when you should wake up based on how many. Like, I would never wake up before 8 or 9 hours because I know that I'm going to be useless.
I know. I got like 6 and I've been useless all day. This is like the first thing I've done all day. And I'm like, woo, finally I got my energy back.
Also, I don't want you to become a morning person because we'll never be able to hang out. We'll be on different
like,
time zones. It's like living in different time zones.
Yeah, you're right. I'll be like in a different state. No, okay. We have to be night people. We're just night people.
We're night people.
You know what? All right, then scratch that.
That's how this friendship started. You can't leave me.
Okay, I can't leave you in the morning.
You have morning friends.
I don't want morning friends.
No, disgusting.
I just wish I could be both, but I think I'd have to be a robot.
Yeah.
If that's the case. You're one or the other, and I guess I've just made my decision.
You've made your bed. It's too late to change. That's one thing I'd say about being human. It's always too late to change.
You can't change. Once you're one thing, that's it. All right. What's your window?
My window. I was remembering a cute moment. On the subway when we were sitting across from each other and I said that you remind me of a dog.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, Devin called me a dog publicly on the train in New York in front of everyone.
I thought it was really cute and wholesome. I meant it in a really nice way. But the guy that was seated next to you, we didn't know him, the stranger on the subway, like was like, oh no. Like he like started
calling your friend a dog.
Started defending her. And I was like, this is so like sweet. And I don't like the subway because I'm always afraid that I'm going to get bounced onto the tracks. Someone's going to accidentally knock me onto the tracks or intentionally. You know, these things happen.
Well, I did actually because I was very I was like, Devin, you don't need to grab onto the wall because
I
no
always
one's
grab gonna... onto the wall. I hold onto the colander in the middle I so no one can accidentally bump me.
But I was like, no one ever is going to like push you onto the train. And then I met some people a couple days ago and they're like, oh, yeah, a guy pushed me onto the train. I was like, oh, OK, so maybe you're
on
to
something.
Well, because I don't want you to be afraid. But I'm telling you now because it's
I told you. You're just like, if you're not holding on to the walls of the train, you're asking. I'm like, I don't feel bad for you if you get knocked onto the tracks.
Oh, you don't feel okay. All right. Well,
because you should have been holding
that,
on. Sorry.
Clip that. Devin doesn't feel bad for people
sorry,
getting pushed.
Always hold on.
Yeah. But this guy and I, we had a real connection.
Yeah.
He was very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very sweet that he jumped up to defend you, even though he wasn't really hearing my point. I was like, you're like a dog. Why did I say that you're like a dog?
Because I was just, you know, doing my thing.
No. I meant. No, you're like a dog. You are like a dog with men. But I said this in a nice way. I was like, you're like a dog. When a dog experiences something that rattles them, they go bark, 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 and then they let it go. They don't ruminate. A dog doesn't ruminate was my point. I was like, you are really good at dealing with stress. Yeah, you let it roll off your back.
Well, because
like a dog.
Well, if I'm like stressed about something or like if I'm holding on to anger, the only person who's hurting is me. So that's why I like to let things go and forgive people, and nothing is ever really personal.
I think that if you're holding on to anger, the other person is getting poisoned, is what they say.
Poison. I'm giving them bad energy. I'm giving it to them with witchcraft.
Yeah, famously, if you hold on to resentment, it's the other person who experiences the most fallout from this.
That is not the case. You're just the one ruminating and like.
Well,
it's
that's
like
what I used to tell all my patients when I was still a therapist.
You don't, yeah, stay
I
mad.
I was like, yeah, get angrier.
No.
Yeah.
No, you
I was like, if
let
you
go.
Let go of this resentment, they'll have gone away with it.
But that is not good because then you're just like, you're the one poisoned while they're off living their joyful little life, not caring.
Well.
Anyway, tap in. What do you think?
Who has the degree here?
Well, I have a degree in you know.
Whatever certificate you got for Burbank doesn't count.
I have a certificate of recognition for Burbank, California. Thank you. I used to have that pinned to my profile. Maybe I should
I know. Very proud.
All right, those are. When, did you get your window in?
Yeah, I got
window. All right. Well, shoot.
We did it.
We did it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we did it. We did it once again.
We did. Look, another one, and another one, and another one, and another one, and we'll see you next week. Should we say to get people to like and subscribe?
Oh yeah, we should start doing that. You guys like our stuff and subscribe. Please, it actually helps if you leave a 5-star review.
Yeah,
comment on the YouTubes, do all the things, subscribe. And subscribe on our Patreon. There's bonus stuff that you can get that's coming.
That will be there eventually.
That will be there. We'll definitely be there.
We'll be there.
And it's just a way to support your girls.
We love you guys.
We love you. Happy after party.
Happy after party.
Party on.
Party on.